Been a couple weeks, kind of gradually get some reps in practice, and you know, ready to go for the games. It just hadn't quite happened that I'd be doing it, so I was excited to get some reps this week.
Is it fun? Yeah,
it's kind of like playing linebacker or special teams.
I
kind of liken it to playing linebacker, only the complete opposite. So I enjoy it. It's fun to anytime you can get out on the field. You know, it's exciting.
And I've got to imagine, you can correct me if I'm wrong, with a linebacker's mentality when you're playing football, how you hit a guy is probably a little bit harder than most fullbacks.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's some fullbacks that can really bring it, and, you know, I'm just kind of new to the position, trying to learn every week. And, you know, there's stuff that I can, you know, learn from guys that have done it, because there's a lot of guys probably on the team that have done it, like, growing up. And so you learn a little bit every week and try to improve on what you can do.
Did you play fullback when you were in Pop Warner or as a youngster or whatever?
I did not. I think I probably told the coaches that I did just to kind of get me in the door. So don't tell them. Well, they'll know now.
Yeah.
But I actually played offensive line a little bit in high school, which is kind of maybe embarrassing. But it's fun, and it's kind of the same thing. And like I said, it's kind of like playing linebacker. So I was like, oh, yeah, I played fullback back in the day, and never really did, but, you know, just figured I could probably get in the door that way, I suppose.
How different was it being in an offensive huddle as opposed to a defensive?
It's a lot more stressful. Ours is, you know, kind of, you kind of get the call on the go on defense, and then offensively, you have a spot to be. So I think the first time I went in there, Swanson yelled at me to where I was supposed to go because I wasn't quite sure. So had to kind of push my way in another time, and wasn't sure if I go between, you know, Zach and the tight ends or the tight ends and the receivers. So it's a little bit more stressful, and then you got to listen to the call, and staff is quick with it, so you got to pay attention. But so there's a lot more going on in the offensive huddle, I suppose.
So there might have been some confusion there, but then you laid a hell of a block on Geekly. That was the first one, right?
Yeah, it was just fun to be out there, and, you know, it's kind of like it happens seemingly a lot quicker than defense, just probably because I haven't experienced it as much. So, you know, it was fun to, you know, Zach had a great run on that, and there was a big hole. So
I'm sure you've already been asked this, but just what was the genesis for you doing the fullback thing? Did they approach you? Did you go to them and say, hey, this is something I think I can do?
I mean, yeah, I always kind of say that. I'll, you know, joke around in practice, like if I'm doing scout team and I'm standing back there running back, I'll just be like, oh, I rushed for 3,000 yards when I was a senior in high school. And usually for whatever reason they believe it. And I don't know, I did it in practice only in New York with the Jets, and somehow that got like online that I did that, so people think that I played in games, I suppose, and it all kind of worked out. So hopefully get some more reps at it and, you know, keep learning.
And then just one last one for you. On the fourth and one, I think it was the last time you were out there, just can you break down what happened on that play and maybe where it went wrong?
You know, it's tough because I haven't quite seen it because I they haven't quite figured it out because I'm in defensive meetings. So we saw it briefly in the team meeting, and I think, you know, I couldn't give you a straight
answer.
What did
you see live?
You know, I think I need to get out to my block better, and we had a little bit of penetration, and we just have to, you know, kind of seal those things off and, you know, run through it.
So when you were
on the big block that you did make, it was Luke Kuechly that you blocked. So, I mean, that's no joke of a player that you're blocking. What would you like to get a
well,
him and clear that hole?
It was great, and, you know, it's kind of like I said, it's kind of a blur out there, and, you know, they're kind of just all numbers to me. Like, it's kind of the first one that shows up in the hole, and it happened to be him, and you know, I was just, you know, happy to be out there and help us get some runs.
So when you're a kid and you're watching football and you're looking up to players, is it a fullback or an offensive player you were admiring, or was it a linebacker?
I think, you know, you always like, if you're a defensive player, you always wish you were out there, you know, catching touchdowns or you know, running for touchdowns. So you always, like, look at the offensive players, but at the end of the day, like, I grew up a defensive guy, so, you know, I was, but it was always fun growing up watching Barry Sanders and Schlossinger and all those guys, so, you know, it was fun.
Have you met Corey?
I have not. I've seen him around the facility, but I haven't met him yet.
You got to break. Yeah, get a face mask broken to get the Corey Schlossinger.
Yeah, yes. I think I need a neck roll and, Yeah, so it'll be. I'd like to meet him, and there's definitely a look to fullback, so I'm trying to kind of get that down. So I'm used to the linebacker stuff.
So is there a passing option somewhere in there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just sticking with the blocking for now, and you know, I'll have to prove my hands, I suppose.
So offensive guys get all the glory.
Yeah, I think so. I think they know it too. So it's always a little bit more attention when you're catching and running for touchdowns. But you know, we get a fair share of you know, stuff on defense too. So it's not bad.
Turnovers, right?
Yeah, yeah, no question about that.